Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
A dog walked into a tavern and said, "I can't see a thing, I'll open this one." Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Interesting. Oh, now, okay, this person, by the way, thanks to FKA T-Wigs for that catchphrase submission, but he sent a footnote, or he sent a reference point. This is from Wikipedia. One of the earliest examples of bar jokes is Sumerian, and it features a dog. A dog walked into a tavern and said, "I can't see a thing, I'll open this one." The humor of it is probably related to the Sumer way of life and has been lost, but the words remain. Wow, thank you, FKA T-Wig. This is the first time we've gotten references and footnotes for our catchphrase submissions, but welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. That's a great one. I don't know whether it's, I mean, it's the oldest bar joke. Maybe it should be our newest catchphrase that stays. We'll see if it's the phrase that pays next week, if I change it or not, but welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Backyard era continues. If you hear the birds a-chirpin', don't go slurpin', because you'll miss the show. We have a great one today. My name is Scott Aukerman. Coming up a little later, we have a theater owner. Whoa, boy, this is an interesting time to talk to a theater owner because audiences are just returning. They've been gone for a while. We'll be talking to them about all of that. We also have a small business owner. Now, look, a couple years ago, we stopped having small business owners on the show because we had way too many. We changed that. No, we stopped having entrepreneurs. That's right. Then we had small business owners. Now this is the show where people say, "Oh no," a lot. So we'll try to get them to say, "Oh no," but that'll be a little later. But first, let's talk to our first guest. And, you know, we used to have celebrities on the show talking about their entertainment projects, and we don't care about that anymore. This is purely an informational show. She is an aquatic specialist. Please welcome Dr. Helma Prinkton.
Hi.
Hello. Helma.
I'm so excited to be here. Yes,
I'm
doctor.
Sorry,
I have a doctorate.
Dr. Prinkton? Do you
yes.
want me to say Dr. Prinkton?
Helma or is good. Or
Dr. Helma?
Helma.
Helma, just
think,
Helma.
Yeah.
You looked worried when you said that. Like, just because I'm in a position of power right now doesn't mean you have to acquiesce to everything. Like, you can
exciting.
Put on limits.
Sure, sure. I'm used to interfacing with kids,
oh, really?
Tweens mostly,
tweens.
And other scientists. So, honestly, and other also fish. So, I mean, really, honestly, the fish, they don't call me anything.
Oh, okay. Do the fish have ages? Like, are they tweens too, or?
Absolutely. Yes. Fish
really?
Definitely go through a pubescent phase where they're real little bitches.
Oh, my.
And they don't want to eat or high five or do the things that they're supposed to do. But
the fish do. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah.
But I actually, my specialty is on the midnight zone.
And the midnight zone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I don't profess to know anything about fish or the under the sea life.
Sure.
What I know about what goes on in the oceans, I learned from Sebastian the crab.
Oh,
it's supposedly hotter under the water. I don't know.
Yeah. It's always greener on the other side of the coral or whatever they say, right?
He didn't say that. No, he was primarily concerned with fish who made music.
Yeah. I think that that movie kind of set us all up for failure, right?
Well, it seemed like there was
a
lot, going on down there, And then when you actually
a lot of parental abuse and emotional abuse, and then also just like wanting something that you're never going to have unless a magic happens, right?
Well, that look, we all want things that we can't have or don't have yet.
Sure,
you know, but none of us have a sea hag that we can go to cast a magic spell.
Right,
we have to
risk
pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps
or your fins.
Yeah, exactly.
Your tails, yeah.
Yeah, tail. Pull yourself by your tail, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all you know about the ocean is what you're saying to me.
Pretty much that's it. I mean, I've dipped a toe in it every once in a while when I'm on one of the great coasts of this wonderful country of ours, but that's all I know. So I don't know what you're talking about when you say the midnight hour? Is that
the
what
midnight zone?
The midnight zone. Okay, yeah, that, midnight, I'm thinking of a song, the midnight hour.
Hour, sure. And that's like a scary time of night, right? But it's a similar parallel. This is an area of the ocean that's like 1,000 to 4,000 meters deep. It's right before the sea floor, and it's largely unexplored, very dark, heavy pressure. And we can't take the animals out of that area or they will die.
Okay,
and
is that because
really
of...
And we can't really get to them either.
Is that because of the pressure and they'll get the bends?
Yes,
and...
exactly. The fish will get the bends. It changes their cell composition to take them out of that space.
So you are studying these fish. Are you going into the midnight zone?
No, I've not yet been. I'm scheduled to go on an exploration in 13 years from now.
Oh, why so long?
It takes a lot of training to go that deep.
Oh, okay, it's not a wait list.
Yeah. Will Smith just recently did it. Which kind of pissed a lot of us off just because he's...
You guys have been waiting. Yeah. How much training did he have to do? Did he do 13 years of training?
He didn't do any training.
Yeah,
No training at all.
Other than his wonderful acting training.
Sure. I mean, I guess that does count.
He's up for the Oscar, you know. Not for going to the midnight zone.
Oh,
For King Richard, which I
was about to write a really rude anonymous post, but okay, for the movie about the tennis.
About the tennis, which I don't believe he was doing research for that when he went to the midnight zone. Maybe
no,
that's...
he has a show. He has a show where he goes and explores different things in the world. I think
it must be nice.
It's good. Yeah. You're on. You know, you cut the cut. Cut the list, cut the line as they were.
Yeah.
It's like when you're standing in line at a club and then all night and then you get up to the front and they're like.
And the hottest girls you've ever seen like suddenly step up and you're like, whoa, fellas, check that out.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly.
And then suddenly they walk right into the club.
And you're just left holding your shorts.
But then you go in next and then you hit them up at the bar and you're like, hey, sexy ladies, how are we this evening? And then you go home with like one or two of them. I understand. I empathize
with
that.
Okay, that's not my experience.
Oh.
But, yeah, sure.
I'm from Hollywood. It's a little, we play by different rules.
I know.
When you're a producer and a director. And
God, that's what you are?
Not really anymore.
Okay.
Have you heard of COVID?
I have heard of it. Yeah, I have heard of it. Luckily, we in the fish world.
Ooh, do you hear those sirens? Boy, this is part of the backyard era. We hear birds chirping. We hear sirens. They're not coming to get you, Dr. What was your name again?
Plankton.
Helga. Helga?
Helma.
Helma.
Yeah.
Interesting name for an interesting person. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, my mom just liked the way it sounded.
Oh,
such a beautiful name, right?
Which Helma. One, Helma or Plankton?
Well, Plankton is our given name. Hmm. Helma, she liked the way Helma sounded.
She just said it out loud once. She was putting random consonants and syllables together and it just came out?
Yeah, maybe. Or I think she was in the bathroom doing something. She won't tell me what, but she said she was just in the bathroom and just it came to her, Helma.
What could she have been doing?
I don't know. She does a lot of eyelash extension work, so maybe that.
So maybe she was doing that, and she just said Helma.
Yeah,
but maybe. it could have been the other reason to go to the bathroom
and take a shower.
You had me at everything other than the hour part.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God. Okay. Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the kind of sound you might make when something is like painful is going on, and maybe she wants to spare you. From that conclusion, and doesn't want you to think of her taking a shit every time you introduce yourself.
You know, my middle name is Schmidt, so maybe I think you might be onto something. I've never really put it all all together.
Yeah, Helma Schmidt Plankton.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. So nice to see you. So now,
do you like swimming?
I've done it once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like swimming?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Where do you swim?
I swim with the fish at the aquarium.
Oh, you get into the tanks?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when we were shut down for COVID and we couldn't have people there, we could do whatever we wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ride on the back of dolphins, just take a nap with a seal. It was really beautiful. And this is a research aquarium. It's not one for show. So, you know, people are welcome to come and learn about the animals, but we're not
forcing them.
Yeah, they can see them as well.
Okay.
Not during COVID, though, obviously.
Why is that? I don't know. It's not maybe not obvious to me.
Oh, well, we shut down just like the rest of the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the people, not to protect the... Although maybe the animals can get it as well.
Yeah, some... We did have a couple tiger sharks that got it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How did they fare?
Well,
Well, what?
They passed away.
They passed, the tiger sharks passed away?
Yes.
Those things are ferocious animals, yeah, and it got them. Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
that must have been
a hard
day.
It was.
Or 2 days.
It lasted 4 months.
They had long COVID, really, for 4 months, and then they passed away
from it. Well, one by one. This is so sad.
You're rehashing. I'm sorry to, yeah,
it's okay.
I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. It wasn't on me. It was this guy, Lyle, who was in charge of the tiger sharks, and I think he had it, and he didn't tell anybody.
And he infected them.
And he infected them.
Because was he taking naps with the tiger sharks and everything? They don't take naps, right? I think they keep moving,
They
right?
have to keep moving to keep alive.
Right. Do they sleep?
They do sleep.
So
they're moving.
While they're moving, yeah.
Slow, yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I know.
Just do errands while I'm sleeping?
Sure. Have you ever slept in a van or a train? It's the best sleep ever.
All the time.
Great.
Not by choice.
What do you mean?
Oh, I was put in a van once and just...
And you were...
I was kidnapped, technically, is what they say. And so, and it was such...
Oh my God,
such
how
a lot. They were doing such a winding... route to try to throw me off, so I didn't know where I was, and they did it for 14 hours.
Okay,
they stopped to get gas 3 times, and they just kept going and going
and
going.
Couldn't peek out. You were blinded.
I was blindfolded, and so at a certain point, I just was like, "Guys, I'm taking a nap. You don't have to keep doing the twists and turns." But they kept doing them. Turned out we were 2 blocks from my house
the whole time.
Yeah.
Or when you returned.
When we finally dropped us off. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
They made it seem like we went into like maybe in Northern California or even Oregon or something like that.
Mm.
It was just 2 blocks away.
Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't BA Baracus you and give you
a little
injection to put you out?
Or a little...
sedative?
Yeah. Because it was Howlin' Mad Murdoch used to do that to him, right?
Yes, to get him on a plane. He didn't like planes.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
I have a friend who gets B.A. Baracus'd every once in a while.
Yeah. Who is that?
Someone else. I mean, okay. She hasn't been on the show for a while.
Yeah.
But tell me more about the specific fish that you... are studying. I mean, obviously you're here on the show to talk about something. Maybe I should
let
you say whatever you want to say.
Okay. So this is honestly it's my own personal soapbox. Hmm. I think the Midnight Zone is soap.
Put soap in the ocean, the whole ocean would be bubbly, right?
Probably just a section of it. The ocean is self-cleaning like a vagina.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, some parts of it. You know, you see those big trash pods that exist off the, like, coast of Chile and stuff like that?
The trash islands?
Yeah, ocean is almost like an organism, and it moves it all together.
So we can throw whatever we want in there. Oil, trash, whatever we want. It's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
the ocean will take care of itself.
Good to know.
Yes.
Okay. That's from a scientist.
Yes.
A doctor, at least.
Well, of the animals.
Right. Yes. So, yes.
So, yes.
So, soap.
So I...
Soapbox.
That's where we were. I want to stand on my soapbox for a minute because I was just informed a couple days ago that they're going to close the Midnight Zone exhibit.
Oh, no.
At our aquarium and replace it with the Cave Dweller exhibit.
That's the land.
Well, it's underwater caves still. It's still a part of an aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Specific.
That's better.
It's not better. Oh. I mean, the Midnight Zone is completely unexplored, and we're making this next generation aware of it. Maybe we'll have some new explorers. Maybe the next Will Smith. You know, we'll see the Midnight Zone.
Yeah, the next Oscar winner.
And now they're saying they're just going to move the whole thing online because we can't have anything that you could actually touch because we can't take the animals out of the Midnight Zone.
Yeah, what is in the exhibit right now? Is it just because it's super just, dark, you can't see anything?
It's a lot of visual aids, a lot of fumbling around. There were a lot of injuries.
Is there water or is it just like a room?
And also there's a pressurized chamber.
Ooh.
That went wrong a couple times.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, someone's eyeball got popped out of their face.
No.
Yes.
Who?
Well, Lyle.
The COVID guy?
Yeah, he's a wild beast.
No.
Yes.
Before he got everyone sick or after?
After? Yeah, he walked into the pressurized chamber when I wasn't there and he was like, that's how he sounds. He's such a dick.
Oh, God.
And he walked right in and he said, I could do this. And he shut the door and he hit go.
He watchmaned himself?
I've not seen that show, but Probably.
It's in the show and in the comic.
His eye pops out?
No, no, not Lyle.
Gotta watch that show. Maybe there's like a secret Midnight Zone lover who wrote that.
Maybe, yeah, maybe Alan Moore or the original writer. That's for comic fans only.
Okay.
How's Lyle doing?
He's doing okay. They were able to reinsert the eyeball, but it
does. Oh, really? Right where it was or somewhere else?
Into the same hole.
Oh, good for him.
Into the same eye hole.
Yeah.
But it does.
That would be weird if they were like, look, we were able to reattach your eyeball, but only
but
in
your
butthole.
Ear or, yeah, your butthole. That would be funny. That would be so funny.
So a lot of shenanigans and mishaps with
just
this.
Just with Lyle, yeah. And so anyway.
So what? Just because of Lyle, they're going to shut down your exhibit?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people, I mean, I think people weren't excited about it, to be honest.
To be honest, if, you know, it's somewhere that no one can go to unless you wait 13 years, you know, you can't even see the fish.
Maybe though there are secrets there. You know, that will give us some intel about our lives and how we're living, you know, because it is about an animal that is highly pressurized.
Sure.
In the dark.
Right.
Scavenging.
Sure. So what is it? How does that relate to our lives?
Well, don't you see the parallels?
Parallels. No, I don't actually. Because we have.
Did I say that word weird? You repeated it. Parallels.
That's
parallels.
How...
I'm serious. Did I say it weird?
You said parallels?
Yes. It was a question. I ended it with
parallels? Don't you see the parallels? Is how I would say
parallels?
Don't you see the parallels?
Word would get an up.
Parallels?
Not just a parallel?
Parallels? So when you ask a question, let's ask some other questions.
Okay.
And you only do the final syllable.
On that word, I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's...
Okay, let's try a different word.
Have you inserted a suppository? Ask that question.
Have you inserted a suppository?
See, you're doing you're doing the entire thing. Yeah,
no, that's, suppository on the up.
No, you got to do it on the E because that's the final syllable. Have you inserted a suppository?
That sounds weird.
That sounds weird. That's what you did with parallel.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't see them.
Did you get any of those girls from the club pregnant?
Pregnant? See, you're doing pregnant?
No, I didn't do that. I did pregnant? Pregnant? Anywho,
have you ever heard of House of Cards, by the way?
Yes, the show
that is a show.
That
okay,
got canceled across
well,
the board.
Well, the show didn't get canceled.
Kind of it did, though.
I mean, they did a final season.
Right, with Robin Wright, right?
Yeah, Robin Wright.
Right.
You are Robin correct. So that's terrible.
What,
but I don't
about
see
House of Cards.
Yeah, about House of Cards and about cancel culture in general. But
yeah, what was the parallel that you were going to do with House of Cards?
I don't know. But I mean, I guess we could learn about those particular fish. I don't know that we could learn anything about the human condition
from
the fish. But
let's talk about how under pressure we are as a society right now.
David Bowie sang about it.
That's correct.
Along with his buddy.
Yes.
Freddie.
And then it was made into multiple remixes.
Remixes and a few remakes as well. Although,
that's right.
Who could sing it better than Freddie?
Freddie Prince Jr.?
I would love to hear that. David Bowie and Freddie Prince Jr. singing Under Pressure
okay,
together.
Freddie Prince Jr.'s dad was a legendary fixture in the 70s culture. He dated Pam Grier at one point. Did you know that?
I knew everything other than the Pam Grier part of it.
Yeah.
Now, Freddie Prinze Jr. is not the spawn of Pam Grier.
No.
Pamela Grier?
No, she likes Pam.
She likes Pam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
She's a big supporter.
Of what?
Of the Midnight Zone exhibit.
Oh, really?
She's one of the sponsors.
She comes by a lot.
Yeah. She doesn't come by. But
she just gives money?
Yeah, she gives money. She believes in this research so much.
Have you ever met her or does she just send a check every once in a while?
I did go to her ranch.
Really?
Yes, she has a ranch.
Now, that's the land. That's not the sea.
Colorado. Yes, it is.
So she's interested in both.
She loves the earth.
Does she only eat surf and turf?
I didn't ask.
Huh.
We did have a shrimp. There were cold shrimp.
Cold shrimp and?
And venison.
Okay. Well, that's the very definition
turf.
Of surf and turf.
Got
yeah.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, anyway, I digress.
So how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to come on and get awareness out so that...
Of what?
About the Midnight Zone and the exhibit and its importance so that the Cave Dweller, you know, exhibit
doesn't happen.
Right.
Who's in charge of the Cave Dweller exhibit? You guessed it, Lyle. Yeah. A real cave dweller himself, dragging his knuckles around.
That's right.
Wow.
Can't even see straight anymore.
God. And so is he in charge of the whole place?
No, he's not. He's an up-and-coming scientist.
But I bet he's a legacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is he, the owner's son or something like that?
His uncle used to bring us dolphins.
Oh, so he's the nephew of the dolphin guy.
Yep. And everybody's favorite creature, dolphins.
Yeah, well, they're so smart. People love them because they're up at they're not down low like in the Midnight Zone. They're like up on top of the water. They're bouncing
surface.
Beach balls around.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like, look at me. Look at my shiny fin. Look at what I can do.
These guys.
Don't you want to swim this way? I'm so smart. I'll save you if you try to die.
This is like Lyle. He's like a dolphin. He's like they say dolphins are the smartest animal, but like that's the shiniest turd.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like how smart is that?
Like the Helma. Right? The shiniest turd. Thank you.
What's the most annoying fish?
Probably the angler.
The angler, because it's always like scheming for something or like it's like, hey, what's your angle?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's about reeling people in and fooling them that you're the what they didn't think that you were. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah, so yeah. It's like you're putting on a facade.
Yeah, like look at this shiny little toy, and then you're dead.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I've seen that in Finding Nemo or something like that. It's like
okay, you've seen a lot of Disney fish movies.
I've mentioned two, I believe.
Pixar? Was that Pixar?
That was Pixar, although it is a subsidiary of Disney.
Okay.
Not to talk, you know, shop. I know that makes you feel stupid, you said earlier, so.
Yeah, I didn't know who was the who and how it all happens.
But you do know Pixar.
I do.
Right.
Yes.
Do you know Ellen DeGeneres played Dory?
Who's that now?
She's, God, how to describe her? She's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Most anodyne way to describe her, right?
Sure.
She's a very interesting person.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well,
she must have a great voice if she was doing the voice of a fish, because you can only imagine what fish really sound like, right?
You know, if I were to audition for Dory, unfortunately, I didn't get that audition, but I would probably like gurgle a lot and make it sound like I had water in my mouth, you know, but she didn't do that. She went the other way.
And
she has the dry, I will say she has the driest mouth in Hollywood. That's like a rumor.
Now, have you ever auditioned for a fish or a sea creature?
Usually
of any?
Just a casting director.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, Dr. What was it? Helma?
Helma Plankton.
Helma Plankton. You're very close to plankton.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, you've never realized that.
I see that.
What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, these are good questions. I'm in a quilting group.
Oh, wow. A group where you look at quilts or you make them?
We make quilts, get together once a month with a group of women and one man. And
who's the man? Let me guess.
Nope.
No, not Lyle? Okay,
no.
good.
He would
good.
Not be allowed. It's a safe space.
It's a two-eye game, quilting, isn't it?
Well, you have to be able to focus.
Yeah.
We don't exclude anyone based on their eyes.
But you're not going to be good at it.
I don't like him. Let's be honest.
Oh,
so
you
I don't
exclude people
spend
for liking
one
purposes.
Sunday a month with someone that I don't like.
That would be 12 times a year. You're already seeing him at work.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. Has he wanted to join the group?
No, hasn't asked, but probably will now.
Why?
Well, he's definitely going to listen to this.
Oh, you've been saying a lot of unkind things about him.
Yeah, I don't care. I said to his face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's just a kid, right? He's just like the nephew of the whale guy.
He's
How
not
old
a kid.
He?
He's 37.
He's a 37-year-old nephew? At some point, you age out of being a nephew because your uncle dies.
No, you're always a nephew.
Even if your uncle dies, you're always a nephew?
Yes,
no,
of course
you are. You stop being a nephew once
would
your uncle
dies. Would you stop being a cousin just because?
Yes, I would no longer be a cousin to anyone if my cousin died.
Huh.
You're no longer a son if your parents die?
You're no longer
I'm no longer a grandson.
No, I...
You're not, no way are you a dad okay. if your child dies. Why are we talking about this?
You brought it up.
You brought it up.
No, you said that the nephew, could it be a nephew if the uncle died? And by the way, that guy is still finding these asshole dolphins. I don't know where he gets them. Well, I mean, the ocean is full of them.
Yeah, they're like...
But then you have to drive them all the way from the ocean to Arizona.
Yeah, that's like a 12-hour trip, right?
It's a long trip. Especially with a dolphin in your backseat.
In your pickup.
Yeah.
The back of your pickup.
Or in your van.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, can you stick around, Dr. Helma?
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to be.
Well, they're closing your exhibit. Yeah. It sounds like all of your responsibilities are gone at this point. Yeah. Or will be soon.
They will be soon.
Well, that's wonderful. Coming up on the show, we have a theater owner and someone in who's a small business owner. This is very exciting. We'll be right back with more Dr. Helma Plankton. More Comedy Bang Bang right after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Comedy Bang Bang, we're here with Dr. Helma Plankton. And by the way, when we started, you were Dr. Helma Plankton.
Yes.
But it seems like halfway through... it changed. Why? That wasn't me just mispronouncing it and you going along with it, is it?
No, I told you that it was Plankton because for a moment I thought, I'll get away with Lyle not knowing who I am.
Oh.
But he'll know. He'll know anyway.
You've been saying his name, though. Is it actually Lyle?
It is, yes.
Okay, yeah. You've been saying Lyle. And you thought...
I've been saying his name and our university and our aquarium name and also didn't change my first name.
Yeah, Helma
or my voice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. I was going to say, I'd like to hear your real voice if you've been changing it.
No, this is my real voice.
This is it, yeah. Okay, so it actually is Plankton.
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, good.
Sorry for that.
All right, Dr. Helma Plankton is here. We need to get to our next guest. He's a theater owner. This is very exciting. I want to talk to him about everything that's been going on. Please welcome to the show, Barry Bunbuster Berryball.
Hello, Scott. Yes, hello.
Oh.
It is such a pleasure to be here.
You sound as, and this may just be the way your voice is hitting my ear, but you sound as if you are from merry old England. Is that correct?
You better believe it. Oh, boys. He's got me.
Hey, Barry, so good to meet you. You're a theater owner.
Yes, I own the...
one or several?
One with several stages. It's called the Royal English Theatre of Dramatic British Performing Arts.
Royal? I got that much.
The
and now
Royal
then I can't remember.
English Theatre.
English Theatre, okay.
Of Dramatic British Performing Arts, formerly owned by Chestnut Chesterby.
Oh, so it's Rhett Depot? Is that what it is?
I think, yes, Rhett Depot.
Rhett Depot?
Yes.
Hmm.
I think I know what that means, and it means that I'm in charge now.
Congratulations. Yes. So it was formerly owned by someone.
Yes, Chestnut Chesterby.
Chestnut Chesterby. Did you buy it, or did you inherit it, or is it...
Chestnut was my mentor, and I inherited what he passed.
Really? He left it to you in his will?
Yes, rest in peace, Chestnut.
Rest in peace. But a legend in the theater world, it
I
sounds
I would call
like.
Him an icon.
Great. Yeah, I've never heard of his work, nor the theater.
You never heard of the Royal... English Theatre of Dramatic British Performing Arts?
I have not. No, I've
We're
heard...
We're in Shropshire.
You're in Shropshire?
The most popular theatre in Shropshire.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where Shropshire is.
In the north?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, the north.
Yes, you must not be familiar with the north, Scott.
Look, I've been to England and I traveled around and I went to... Where were the places I went to? Shepherd's Pie? Is that a place?
Yes. Blendensburg. What you talking about, Willis?
So... What type of theater is it? It sounds like you have many stages.
It's great theater. It's theater that talks to the heart. It's theater that talks to the community. It's three stages, two black boxes, and a main stage.
And is it a thrust or a three quarters?
The second black box is a thrust.
Okay. And so the first is in the round?
The first is in the round, and the main stage is a typical normal theater.
It's a proscenium.
Proscenium, yeah. Oh, wow, you know a lot about stages.
Oh, I'm in good company. What a delight.
Yes.
And we've got a thick slate for 2022,
What
Scott.
Are some of the shows? I mean, obviously, people are going back to the theater.
Mm. And we're welcoming back with open arms.
Broadway is back, according to that special that they put on right before Omicron.
I want to make it abundantly clear, I do not mince swords with Broadway.
Oh, okay. Nothing you do
is... This is an acting theater.
I see.
Yeah, Scott.
What's your slate? What do you have coming up?
Right now, I'm very excited about Jinglesome to Russo.
Jinglesome to Russo.
Yes, Jinglesome to Russo. It's an intimate story about a man who falls in love with a sex worker at an after-hours BDSM leather club.
Is she working there, or this is after hours and she's just, she's come after work?
Por que no los dos, Scott?
I don't know what that means.
Why not both?
Is that one on the thrust?
That will be on our main stage. That will be
why are you winking
stage.
At me?
Is that one on the thrust?
And get your hand off my knee. What else do you have coming up?
This is our black box show. It's called The Quiet Places and Those Who Heard Them.
So is it related to the Quiet Place franchise, the movie? Yeah.
I see that you're really trying to find where these might intersect with American culture.
They
I guarantee
don't.
You, we're much smarter than that.
Okay, so
that film stars a British woman, though.
Yeah,
it was created by her and her husband.
You do know a lot about Hollywood,
just
and
some
the theater.
Of it. Yeah, just some of it.
What is this play about, though?
It's an ensemble cast comedy about. People who were locked in a bunker and come out thinking that it's safe, but nothing's changed.
Because of aliens?
Yes.
Okay, this is very similar, I gotta say.
What do you mean?
To A Quiet Place.
What do you mean? There's so much stuff to watch. So much good stuff, you could say. And I might have missed a few things. So if there's some overlap, okay. It's simply not my fault.
The great thing about the theater is it's not all like... building up on your DVR or streaming where it's like, oh man, I gotta watch that. Like, you watch it or you don't.
It's visceral, it's right there.
You know, you've missed it if you don't watch it.
It could disappear at any moment.
Does that ever happen? We're just in the middle of a show. It's just like, you guys go, that's it, goodbye.
And then
you all pack up and leave?
We did it in 2018. It was called Lost Moments and Those Who Heard Them.
Wow, similar. It's a similar title.
Yeah. What else do you have coming up?
Will be on the proscenium?
Well, yes, of course. We have to talk about the...
This is the main stage, I would imagine.
The main stage was Jinglesome to Russo.
Oh,
okay.
If I remember correctly.
Okay, so...
And then the black box was Quiet Places and for Those Who
Right,
Hear
and then the thrust was the...
And then that's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, I thought it was the sex worker one.
Yes.
Oh, no, that was Jinglesome
to Russo. It's called Twink Christ.
Twink Christ.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic.
It's a biblical retelling.
About a twink Jesus?
Yes. Sexy, hot. You should see this actor we got, Scott. A true twink.
Okay. Well, now, this is...
Brian Brasberry.
This is... Brian Brasberry's
yes,
in this.
We'll be playing our twink Jesus.
The famous twink.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting because Jesus has been established in canon as 33 years old.
That's when he died.
But that's the thing about text, isn't it? How it gets misconstrued over the years?
Yeah.
You never quite know.
So this is like Jesus minus 20, and where he's a twink.
Yeah.
And what is this about an earlier period in his life?
I must say that, like, I understand that twink does have a sort of connotation around age, but it can also be an attitude. It could be philosophy.
Oh, or a body type sometimes.
Yes. You can be an old twink. You could be a fat twink, Scott.
And what is this Jesus twink?
Oh, well, he's just a hot, young, thin man.
So he is young.
Very young.
Okay. I don't know about this. So twink Christ...
I'm not gonna love it
because I'm not gonna see it.
Excuse me.
I'm not gonna go across the pond to see something called Twink Christ.
Why not?
It sounds dynamic to me. It sounds absolutely electric. What if I taped some seats for you? What if I put two?
Does that ever work? Because I've seen people just take the tape off and then sit in it.
To me, tape is impenetrable. Impenetrable.
We use tape seats all the time when I was in the theater.
And Scott, I'm
see
going...
old couples just lift the tape up, sit right down in the seats.
How do you know that that tape's not for them? Maybe they were given a fair fall warning.
Because I was saving the seat.
Those were your seats that were taped, and you saw somebody who's not meant for the tape tape the tape. I've got to get you in one of my seats, Scott.
I need to tape, look, tape them
I've
off.
I've got to get you to the theater.
Tape them off. Maybe I'll be there. I doubt it, though. Any other shows coming up? I mean, that's three shows.
Literally, every time you ask me, I'll there's another one.
Okay. Give it to me.
Extinguish Flame.
Extinguish Flame.
It's a one-woman show.
One woman?
Yeah, starring Laura Barnes.
Mm.
She's 70 years old.
Okay, did she write it, or is she just starring in it?
Oh, I forgot to mention, I've written all of the plays.
Oh.
Did I forget to mention that?
Yeah, no, you have not
mentioned
that.
I'm the sole IP proprietor of the Royal English Theatre of Dramatic British Performing Arts.
So how many plays are you writing a year?
I'm turning them out fast, Scott, I'll be honest. And I can write a play a day.
A full-length play in one day.
How long's a play?
2 hours,
yeah,
at
sure,
least?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, 30 pages.
30 pages?
2 hours is 30 pages, right? Don't they say 30 minutes per page when you're doing a...
30 minutes per page
when you're doing a table read
page.
Or like a pitch read or something.
No, they say a minute a page, usually.
It's not 30 minutes per page?
No.
Oh, maybe that's just the British dialect that just sort of rolls things slowly
I
along.
Guess so. So you're just writing... what are you inspired by?
The world around me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a movie called The Quiet Place, apparently.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. All right. All
I
right.
I will make it abundantly out of it.
So, what is this? What was the one you were talking
Extinguish
about?
Flame,
Extinguish
Flame, I think.
Extinguish Flame, yes. And what is it about?
It's about starting the fire within. It's a 70-year-old woman.
Starting it?
Yes.
I thought it was called Extinguish Flame.
You can't start something if you don't want to put it out. Does that make sense? Those are words. I don't know if they make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, interesting.
Look, you have to have a passion and you have to build the passion and the flame has to die for you to want to phoenix the flame.
So does the play, and I'm just guessing here, and I don't mean to be a screenwriter who's giving you notes necessarily.
I'll take notes.
But is it just...
I love notes.
It starts with this 70-year-old woman.
Yes.
I'm assuming the flame is metaphorical of her passion in life.
Okay, yes. You're smart.
Does it start with her saying, like, I give up?
It starts with her in a high school, and she's wearing different wigs, and she's playing all the different people in her school who used to bully her.
The janitor, whatever that's called in England.
Yes, the sweep keep.
The sweep keep.
Yeah,
and
she's at her educational hall.
Mm.
She's sitting at her desk, and she's playing the sweep keep. She's playing the professor.
Mm.
She's playing all the other hooligans in class.
Is this university, as you say?
Mm.
Or?
I swear you've been. Have you been to London?
Yeah, I told you I've been. I went there once.
I must
twice.
Have not been paying attention.
I mean, it was several years back. I don't know why you would have known I was there. But, you mean paying attention when I said it earlier?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant.
That'd be funny.
It would be interesting if you paid so much attention to anyone who came into the country.
I do like to read the...
the manifest? Yes. Passenger manifest? You ever been to England, Dr. Helma?
No.
Customs is awesome. You've got to come through customs.
Just to see customs. You've got to go through customs.
I've been through other customs in other countries, but not
England. It's different.
It's different. The stamp is a delight to get on the passport.
Yeah. Oh. It's a classic one.
Okay.
You'll be flashing that around. It's so good. He'll tape off seats for you. Or
Will
maybe
you?
That was just for me.
Yeah, sure. Come on, Scott. Nothing worse than throwing a favor and then all of a sudden having to shell it out to all your friends.
Quite rude,
Scott.
She's not a friend of mine. She's just someone. I felt like we had a communal experience here on the show and maybe you would offer it to her as well.
Yes, but sure, Miss Arizona. I'll tape you off a seat. I'm sure you really understand.
Only one? You said two for me.
Scott, you're kidding me. Scott.
Wow.
Honestly, yeah, more than welcome.
If you want to come to my aquarium, you're welcome too.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, sure.
It sounds like you have an incredible 2022 season.
We've got to get you in here.
How many plays are you doing?
Up to 70.
70?
Yes.
We're doing
multiple runs. We're running all day. If you want to just catch a play on your lunch break, we can make that work. We have a touring company.
I'd like to come.
We'll get you in there. Jesus. We'll get you right there.
How many seats in each space?
Well, the black box has six seats.
That's too few.
Well, when the thing is when people stand, it's a really warm experience. So you can get about 13 to 17 people in there.
Okay.
And it feels like 100 feet seat theater.
If it's only six seats.
$72.
Right.
Well, okay. Quid.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Sorry.
But you'll take dollars?
Yes, yes. Okay. The dollar is strong.
Euros.
Yes.
Yeah. And how many seats is the main stage?
The main stage is 69 seats.
So, well, hey, high five,
the
buddy.
Main
Come on
stage.
Now. All right. I don't know. Well, look, I guess we never got to how COVID affected your business, but it sounds like...
We're in the red.
Okay, yeah.
Severely in the red, yes.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you would be there regardless. But Barry Bunbuster, Barry Ball, very interesting. Happy 22 to you. What did I say? Happy 2022 season to you. What?
Thank you. It will be prosperous.
I hope so. I truly hope so, because we need the theater to be out there the same way we need aquariums to be out
there.
Right. We need the mind to be not trapped inside the skulls. What am I saying? We need it to be out there learning things and to be out there, you know.
All right.
What am I saying, Barry?
Let's go to commercial.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Helma, you have great instincts. Can you stick around, Barry?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, well,
it's okay if you need to go.
Yeah, we have... No.
What the fuck is this vibe?
I don't know.
What is this vibe? Are we vibing right now?
I don't know.
Are you attracted to me?
You came for me.
I don't know. You've got a twinkle in your eye.
You started it, I have to say, but then you were very defensive.
Well, you started it because you took advantage of me, Scott.
The minute I said it, I regretted it and then asked if it was okay.
It's not.
Okay. Well, what if she comes as my guest?
Hey, you've solved the problem.
Okay, would you like that?
Oh, what?
To go to England with me?
Yes!
I'm not asking you to marry me or anything. All right, look, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have a small business owner. We'll be right back with Dr. Helma Plankton and Barry Bunbuster Barry Ball. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Of course, Dr. Helma Plankton is here, an aquatic specialist.
Yes.
And you've been on your phone the entire time making plans. I just threw that out there.
Yeah, I booked us an Airbnb near Cheshire. And
what do they call those in England, Airbnbs?
Lump dumps.
Lump dumps.
Yeah.
So you booked us a lump dump.
I booked us a lump dump with a loft, and it's walking distance to the theater, and we've got four dinner reservations just in case one of them cancels out.
Oh, for one night. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we could eat four dinners in one night. That would
love
be fun.
Love it. They're all 15 minutes apart.
How soon is this happening?
It's tomorrow. We're leaving.
We're leaving
tonight.
Oh, we're leaving right after the show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right.
Just in time for opening night.
For which show?
For Flame Extinguish.
Okay. So that's the one that we have to see.
Extinguished Flame.
Extinguished Flame.
Yes.
We have to see the 70-year-old lady playing the...
That's ages, Scott. It could be a ransacking good time.
It could be. That's Barry Bunbuster, Barry Ball, of course, the theater owner. But let's get to our next guest. She's a small business owner. Please welcome Eileen.
Hi.
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 So nice to meet you. Eileen.
It's so nice to meet you. It's really nice to meet you. I'm really happy to be here.
You didn't give us your last name. I assume maybe you want to be anonymous, much like Dr. Plankton over here originally wanted to be. But
oh, no, I can give you my last name. My last name is Dog.
Dog.
Eileen Dog. It's Dog with two G's, but it doesn't really matter because
like Snoop
is reading it. Yeah. Sure.
I say great to have you.
It's so nice to be here. I'm really excited to be here. I work in the dog food space.
Oh, you
and
do?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Is that did you get interested because of your name? Or?
No, it's actually like a total hilarious coincidence.
Whoa, tell us about it.
I mean, that's kind of all there is to tell. I work with dogs. I run a doggy daycare. I used to run a doggy daycare, and I'm transitioning into the pet food space. I have a company that does, human grade food for dogs, which I know is like kind of an emerging market, kind of like a new.
You want to give your dogs? In fact, I think we've advertised some of them on the show here. It's food that your dogs will love.
Yeah.
The same as like if you had to eat dog food, you'd eat it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And so like. I kind of got into this space because I, you know, I have a golden. He's my absolute
golden retriever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lyle has a golden doodle.
Oh yeah. Do you know that actually is if I had a golden doodle, I would say golden doodle. I wouldn't just say golden.
Say golden.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So in the dog sphere, when you say golden, that means retriever.
To me, yeah.
Huh. And Lyle has one?
Yeah, he has a golden doodle, not a retriever.
Right.
That would make him likable.
So you have a golden retriever.
I have a golden retriever. And my golden retriever is having, you know, all of these health problems, lethargic.
Sorry.
It's okay. He's really good now. And so the vet was like, you need to feed him, you know, like maybe try like human food, not all this processed food.
But this is like meat.
Well, that's how it started. The doctor was like, you know, give him like a sweet potato or like a piece of chicken. And like, I was doing that and my dog just seemed like really sad. He was like frowning.
No.
He didn't like it.
It would, like doing a paw thumbs down somehow?
Well,
or?
He doesn't do a paw thumbs down because he doesn't have thumbs. Do you know, have you ever seen a dog's hand?
I refuse to go. My dog is always like, my eyes are up here.
Okay. So, well, if you ever want to, you take a look at your dog's hand sometimes.
They don't have thumbs?
It doesn't really have a thumb.
So,
no.
but the equivalent,
like,
with the equivalent,
nails,
if they had, if it was important enough to them to try to communicate, hey, this, I'm trying to give this a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Would they not do the whole paw down?
Well,
like
I would think that would be more like a pointing gesture. I would think that would communicate, like, look.
Hey, look
at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I've never thought about that. That dogs can't do a thumbs down. They just can't communicate that.
No. But
other than the frown that you mentioned.
Yeah, my dog, he was, like, frowning. He looked really sad. And
fart noise. Like, you like the what do you call farts in England?
Foofs.
Okay, foof.
That's
noise.
Cute. And so anyway, I was eating, you know, what I kind of normally eat. I was eating like a broccoli cheddar soup in a bread bowl, and I
in
was
a bread
like,
bowl. And you eat this every night?
Well, not every night. Yeah,
but was it a special
on
occasion?
Monday?
Every Monday you have a bread bowl. Where do you get it?
Well, sometimes I get it at Panera, and then it started getting expensive, so I make it myself now.
Out of like a loaf of bread? Or?
Yeah, I make a loaf of bread.
Like a sliced loaf? Oh, you make a loaf
of bread. I make a loaf of bread.
Cut it in half, scoop out the middle.
I don't cut it in half.
Oh.
I cut a small little sliver off the top and scoop out the middle.
Just scoop it out like a pumpkin.
Yes, exactly.
Pour soup in
there. Exactly, pour soup in there.
And you have that every Monday?
Every Monday. Unless I'm out of town, then, you know, I have to kind of improvise. I try, but...
When you're out of town, you try to improvise the bread bowl?
Sometimes, yeah. Depends. You know, like you can get like a burger bun and put a sauce
in it. I guess so, like a brioche bun or something
that.
Yeah, and just like pour some cheese and some broccoli on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That sounds good. Okay, so you were eating this.
Yeah, my dog looked so sad. And so I thought, well, why does he have to eat this kind of like boring, kind of like, I don't know. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like chicken. And so I gave him some soup in a bread bowl. He was so happy.
Over the moon.
He was so happy. He was smiling.
Smiling.
He was smiling. Open mouth. Smile.
They say sometimes that just means your dog is hot. Like they don't actually smile. Is that true? Hey, Homa, you're a scientist.
I mean,
you know fish.
Mostly deal with fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Can fish
you
smile?
Never know what they're thinking unless they're acting out like little bitches.
I've certainly been called a dog once or twice, and I can say that's true.
Yeah. I don't think that we're talking about what you're talking about when you are talking about being a dog. But okay, so the dog loved it.
He loved it.
And that's where you got this idea to start your business. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just like human grade food for dogs that is not.
That's not the
that's
typical,
not like,
just meat and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like a treat. It's like I feel like if. Like, why shouldn't my dog get to eat the foods that I like the taste of? Chocolate cake, oysters.
Chocolate cake for breakfast, as Bill Cosby once said.
I don't want to talk about him.
He's a very interesting person.
Okay. Yeah.
An alumni.
An alumni of what?
Of the theater.
He used to act at your theater.
Yes, yes. Well, that was when Chester was in charge.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is the 60s or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So what are the types of meals that you serve? I mean, you're obviously a very enterprising woman who makes her own bread bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, what are you marketing out there?
There's a soup line.
A whole line of soups.
A French onion, a clam chowder.
Do you eat anything other than soup? At this point, you've only mentioned soup.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
I eat macaroni and cheese.
This is That's all stuff you would find on a Panera menu as well.
Yeah, I love Panera.
Oh, okay.
I used to constantly eat at Panera, and then
is that because
I ran out of money.
It's close to you, or?
No, it's actually not close to me.
How far away is your Panera?
The closest Panera to me is 40 minutes with no traffic.
Okay.
Oh, that's too far.
Yeah, so
I was to go to a Panera.
Well, I was going every day, late at night or early in the morning, to beat the rush.
So what else do they? What you eat? Macaroni and cheese and soup.
Macaroni and cheese soup. I love like when I'm having a treat. I love like deviled eggs.
Mm.
I love like clams casino. You know, it's like a clam with sort of
I don't
meat
know what that
in
is.
It. It's like it's a hot clam dish. It's like a clam with a little meat, a little pepper.
Are dogs supposed to eat like hot? Food
well,
like that? Like stuff that's in the
sick.
Microwave?
They do get sick. My dog has no more fur.
Oh.
But.
That's bad for a golden retriever. That no longer golden, I would imagine. Just
well,
like pink retriever.
Pink, sort of brown and pink. Ugh. But my thinking is like, I don't feel awesome after I eat like, you know, ice cream sundae. You know,
yeah,
I like
banana
I have
split.
Like, exactly. But like I'm allowed to choose.
Lava
yeah,
cake.
give your dog the choice.
Yeah,
so it would be
exactly,
interesting if you put like your food
yeah.
there and a chicken breast.
Yeah,
what they would choose.
Yeah, and my dog will always choose an ice cream sundae,
and
or,
then
yeah,
immediately just
cake.
Get very sick.
For my dog, diarrhea.
So how is this doing? Are mm-hmm. you selling a lot of meals or?
No. Not yet.
Mm.
Not yet. I think there's honestly like a really big stigma against like feeding.
Yeah.
You know, like
pizza.
Clams to your dog. And I just, that's why I'm like trying to
get. You're talking
about
clams a lot.
Well, I love clams.
Clams
Casino. I love it. They're from the ocean. What do you think about clams?
Do you eat fish at all or is that too close to home for you?
I can't.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, please.
What do you do with the bread that's not in the bowl? Seems like you're going to have a lot of bread waste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Croutons?
Yeah. I'll usually have it for breakfast the next day because it's like a small sort of hat size.
So Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Hat sized, you say?
Yeah, it's a bit. It's like a hat sized piece
you're
of bread.
You're just sort of palming back a wad of bread?
How do you think it's hat sized?
Okay. Well, a hat is like a small piece of fabric you put on your head, yeah?
Occasionally. I mean, if you're talking stovepipe, like old Honest Abe wore, I mean, it's
well, it's
very
smaller
large.
Than that.
So
it's
are
like
we
a
talking
small,
beret?
It's like a yarmulke.
Cap, like a baseball
like
cap.
Like a Kangol? Oh.
Like, it's smaller than a Kangol. It's like if, okay, it's like if you took your baseball, you're wearing a baseball hat. It's like if.
Usually we play bigger than a bread box, but now we're playing what size of hat is this bread?
Okay, imagine your hat.
I'm imagining my hat right now. I can't see it because it's up there.
Okay, imagine
it. We can see it.
You all can see it. Okay, I'm imagining it though, yeah.
Okay, imagine if you took a saw or a pair of scissors.
Like in the movie Saw.
Yeah. And cut off the brim and cut off the sides of your hat.
Which sides? It's round.
Well, but there's like flat sides. We see flat. There's flat sides.
Looks round to me. It doesn't look flat.
It's round with a brim. There aren't flat sides.
No, there's flat sides.
I'm not wearing a square cube hat.
Well, it's not like a flat piece of fabric. There's like sides, so it's shaped like your head.
I feel like you need to draw it.
It's like a
I just
half
can't. I'm trying so hard.
My hat is like a bread bowl. In the sense of it's a sphere
your hat is like,
with the middle scooped out.
Yes, exactly.
Half a sphere.
So then imagine if, okay.
Okay.
I have to say this in a different way. Imagine
Please.
If you took your hat off your head, forget the sawing, erase the sawing.
Okay.
Put it upside down.
Yeah.
Cover the part that's not a hat.
The empty
head part.
Yeah, the place where you put your head.
Make
yeah.
it smaller a little. An inch on each side.
You've lost after the sixth step. You lost me at this.
You're a scientist. You understand. You must understand what I'm saying.
No, I have no idea.
Oh my God!
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. We don't mean to gang up on you, but I just don't think that the stuff you scoop out of a bread
yeah.
bowl isn't hat shaped, as far as I know.
For me, it is.
If a hat doesn't have a brim, yeah. is it a hat?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a cap.
That, like,
yeah.
A hat without a brim is a cap.
Like a Shriner's cap or yes. something. Yes.
Or a exactly. fez.
A yeah. fez.
Okay.
That 70s show.
I guess it is kind of like a fez. Okay, so I like basically put my fez of bread in the oven. I get it warmed up. I put a little like butter and jam on it, and that's my Tuesday morning breakfast. But I don't know why we're talking about what I'm eating. I'm not trying to sell people food. I'm trying to sell
dog. But do you give that to your dog?
No, I give my dog a 3-egg omelet with Borzan cheese and chives.
Ooh, Bourdain cheese.
Yeah.
Borzan cheese.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so you're not, I mean, it sounds like business is bad.
Yeah. Currently, yeah. Currently, right. yeah. I've been at like out the farmer's markets.
Not
I've
to get
been,
too Shark yeah. Tank with you, but uh-huh. How are your sales this year?
Well, I've snuck a couple of my prototypes into a Petco. I'll bring them. I'll like sort of like.
That's the thing is yeah. like people don't notice you sneaking things into Petco.
Well,
usually they're like, hey, are you taking stuff out of Petco?
Right.
But it's like why you can break into a jail really easily because they're always worried about people getting out.
Exactly. Exactly. They're worried about you taking the food out, not bringing yeah. new food in. So I had a couple prototypes. I've been like. My main prototype is the deviled egg because it's small, you know, so you can make a bag of deviled eggs. And I've been putting my packaging currently is a dog bowl and saran wrap over the dog bowl because I figure it's easy.
Uh-huh.
People can like just put the dog bowl out, take the saran off.
That's smart.
One,
though.
Two, three. That's
you've got to really be aware
dog.
Of the single yeah. use plastic.
Yeah.
yeah.
You really need to look out for that in this.
Also, is it a plastic bowl?
The bowl is metal.
Metal.
The saran wrap
seems
is
seems like you're
plastic.
Spending a lot on packaging.
Currently, yes.
And it also seems yes. to me like I would be worried that people would be buying this just to buy the bowl and throwing the eggs away.
Well, that I was concerned about that, but the eggs do. The bowl smells like the eggs, so you can't. You
it, oh, because mm-hmm. of how long.
Yeah, but people like don't seem to want their dogs to be happy. They want their dogs to just like jump and like
yeah.
have a full coat of fur.
This doesn't
and,
sound good for
yeah.
the dogs. I gotta say, I mean, your dog. This sounds like torture. I almost want to call animal control on you.
You could.
I don't know where you live. I do know it's 40 minutes away from a Panera. Mm-hmm. So if I were to mm-hmm. go to Panera.com and see, you know how when you click mm-hmm. on it, it's like locations.
Mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
probably find whatever place in the United States of America that is exactly 40 minutes away from mm-hmm. any Panera. That would probably
no traffic.
Be where you would live
yeah.
with no traffic.
I was gonna tell you where I live, but it seems like you're now trying to get me shut down. So I
yeah, I bet you
I'm
really
actually
shouldn't.
Not. I'm not gonna tell you where I live.
But give me a hint.
okay, it's warmer than Alaska.
Oh man,
many places. There's many places.
That's almost everywhere.
It's colder than
Hawaii.
No.
Or Arizona. Oh no. Wait, is it Hawaii?
No, it's not Hawaii, but it's not colder than Hawaii. It's not colder than Hawaii.
So is it Arizona? What are the hottest states? The hottest states are what? Arizona, the Mojave Desert.
Mm-hmm. Texas.
California gets pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It does, but
Death
yeah.
Valley.
New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah. New Mexico. If we guess it, will you tell us?
Texas. I really don't want to, but now I feel like I have to.
Yeah, Texas. Okay. Is it in Texas?
No.
Louisiana.
No.
Is it bigger than a bread hat?
Is it the shape of a hat with flat sides?
Okay.
Utah.
Let me try to think of the shape of this state. It's
Utah.
It's
you
like
said
a hat.
Utah.
Is it shaped like a tech deck ramp?
A what? Is
a tech deck
what
ramp.
Is that?
A tech deck is a finger skateboard.
Oh!
Yeah, are you talking Tennessee?
I was actually thinking Nevada.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking of that Tennessee is? It's like that thing you put on your finger when you're in the hospital?
A Chinese finger trap?
No,
finger
you don't
trap.
Do that in the hospital. When
you're
ball dangerous.
If you're trying to have fun, you might.
No, when you have they're taking your pulse. The pulse ox. Yeah, pulse ox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is Nevada.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada. Yeah.
I knew it.
Do you live in Las Vegas?
Yeah. No.
So 40 minutes away, though?
Maybe, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but there's a lot, but I won't tell you
anything
more.
So wait, you're driving
more.
Into
I won't
Vegas
tell you
to go to the Panera?
Yes.
Well, I Eileen, mm-hmm. I this doesn't sound safe. I'm afraid... for this reason, I'm out. I can't endorse. I can't endorse this. I don't think dogs should be doing this. The owner of a dog should be having the self-control to restrain the dog from eating things like this. So, unfortunately, you're not going to get the CBB bump.
Well, I feel sorry for your dog, I have to say.
Because I control them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually my next play. I feel sorry for your dog because I control them.
Really?
Yes, with Roger Ackenstyle starring as the dog.
As the dog, yes. As the titular dog.
Yes.
Wait, is it a one-man show or are there more than one?
It's about a 55-person ensemble cast.
Okay.
Because it seems like that by the title, the dog can't just be the main thing because it's someone who's feeling sorry for
it's
that dog.
It's about every single person a dog's touched.
In his whole life.
Yes.
So a dog has touched only 55 people in their life?
Emotionally. I think that's good numbers, Scott. Sorry to disappoint you, but that's pretty powerful, man.
Yeah.
How many people do you think you've touched in your life?
Which way are you asking?
just purely human being that you've actually touched. Physically touched. I would think it would be in the thousands, right? I mean, just shaking hands with people.
17K?
17K?
Probably 17K. Well, you have to shake the audience's hand after a performance.
You do?
Yes, of course. Do you
like high fives, like at the end of a game, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, oh, it's true. The entire cast passes
good
each other.
Yeah, and then the parents come out and they do a tunnel, and then all of the moms have orange slices and Gatorade.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. I mean, this must be for Twink Christ with the young cast. Okay, well, guys, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
If you want to share your plugs, I know it's the best for us. If you want to share your plugs, I know it's the best for us. And if you want to, if you need to, if you have to, share.
Ooh, very nice. That was Charles Whitbourne with Share Your Plugs. Fantastic, Charles Whitbourne. All right, guys, what do we want to plug? Dr. Helma.
Yes.
Plinkton.
Yes.
Formerly Prinkton.
Yes.
What do you want to plug here?
Well, every Sunday we quilt together.
I thought it was once a month.
I have a rotating group.
Oh, yeah, so you're in 4 to 5 different...
Yes.
Interesting. So, so when there are 5 Sundays a month.
So whatever Sunday you're available, if you are in the University of Arizona area, let me know.
Okay, great. How many quilts do you make a year?
Just one.
Oh.
Just one.
Just one between all the groups?
Yeah, it takes a very long time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Also, there's a new show coming on HBO Max starting on March 17th called Minx.
Minx.
It's set in Los Angeles in 1972, and it's about the first ever erotic magazine for women.
Okay, and this is spelled M-I-N-K-S or
M-I-N-X.
M-Y-N-X.
Nope.
No, just M-I-N-X?
Yeah.
Minx. Interesting. Minx.
Yes.
And you're interested in this show?
She's a saucy little girl.
Who is the saucy little girl?
The minx.
Oh, the minx are. Oh, okay. And who?
It's not minx, like fur minx, like you would make a mink. Fur. Different.
Right. Different. That's a good show, though.
Is this a new word for you?
No. I don't think so, but I'm just fascinated. When I think about a show, I go like, oh, wow, like it's set at a mink factory.
No, the name of the magazine is Minx.
Got it. Who else is in this show, and why are you interested in it?
It stars Jake Johnson as the porn publisher who comes together with Ophelia Lovabond, who's playing the feminist publisher.
So two pornographers.
One pornographer, one publisher. And there's a woman named Lennon Parham who's playing the sister of the publisher.
Okay.
And I'm a fan.
You're a fan of Lennon Parr?
Yes.
I've come across her once or twice.
Yes.
In my personal life.
Yeah. She's also a big sponsor of the Midnight Zone.
Oh, really?
Her so and Pam Grier.
Does she have a similar ranch somewhere?
She doesn't have a ranch, just a simple three-bedroom.
Well, when you're third banana on Minx.
Yeah.
Can't buy
number
that
six
ranch.
On the call sheet.
Number six, really? So yes. All the way down to six?
Yeah.
But at least in the top 10. That's great. Hey, I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Great storylines.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Minx, when does Minx premiere?
March 17th.
March 17th.
Streaming on HBO Max.
All right, that's 13 days later than the Batman premiered in theaters.
Okay.
All right, and Barry, what would you like to plug?
Of course, I have to plug Chestnut Chesterby's Royal English Theater.
He still has the branding?
Arts. It is technically his name.
Like crypto.com?
Yes. Yes. In 2024, it will become the Barry Bunbuster Barry Ball.
Okay.
Yes. I would also like to plug, I've got an exclusive plug. This is the first time this is ever being plugged, Scott.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Yeah, everyone, prepare yourselves. Maybe you want to sit down or something.
This has never been plugged
on any other show. Crazy. All right, what do we got?
Jacob Wysocki and Asan Williams have a new podcast called Never Heard of Them. It's on the Flagrant Ones Patreon, and it's a music podcast where buds are talking tunes and showing the friends music that they don't listen to on the regular.
Huh.
And it premieres April 7th on the Flagrant Ones Patreon.
That's incredible, with Hayes and Sean over there.
Yes, the Hayes and Sean boys.
Did they ever drop the act?
You know, I haven't met them.
Okay. I don't feel like I've met the real them either.
Yes, who? You know, the masks we wear.
Yes. Comedy, tragedy.
All of the above.
Are those in every room at your house, those comedy and drama masks?
Yes, tattooed on my ass cheeks.
I love them.
Yes, very funny, very. There's something about it that I connect to.
I love when you're in high school and you go over to someone in your drama classes bedroom and they have those comedy and drama masks.
It really lets you know what they're about.
Yeah, it truly does.
Yes, yes.
All right, Eileen Dog, what do you want to plug?
Well, I think you know. I want to plug my business that you hate.
Yes, and I'm going to offer a rebuttal saying, yeah. Please don't buy any
okay,
of this.
Okay, well, I think people can make their own decision.
Okay.
And I think we know who they'll trust, the person with the dog who's happy.
Okay, the hairless dog.
Yeah,
the pink golden.
Yeah, the pink golden. And then I'm like really looking forward to this show on Peacock called Killing It. It comes out on either April 11th or April 14th. I'm not positive, but you can find out pretty easily probably if you get the Peacock app.
So about 38 days or so after the Batman premiered.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what is this? It's called Killing It?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It stars Craig Robinson as a man who kills snakes for money in the Everglades of Florida.
Oh, for money. Who pays him? Other snakes?
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So he's not a snake assassin on behalf of other snakes?
Not yet.
But maybe
I haven't seen the show. I haven't seen the show, but I assume not.
Okay.
Based on the promo, I think that's not the
promotional
case.
Spot is what we call it. So that's and that's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So look for that on Peacock. Wonderful. Anything else to plug or is that it?
Just, you know, take a stroll to Petco if you live, you know, in
40 minutes away
40
from
minutes
Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas.
In which, give me a direction.
I won't.
Okay.
I know you're going to try to shut me down, and I am not here for it.
I promise that I am not lying when I say I will try to shut you down. Where are you? I was trying to confuse you and these are not the droids you're looking for. Okay, I want to plug, go head on over to cbbworld.com. We have some great stuff over there. We just put out an episode of CBB Presents with Randy Snuts doing his call-in show. That's a great show. I just watched Legally Blonde with Ellie Woods, and that's on Scott Hasn't Seen. And we have episodes of This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan, and we have Andy Daly Podcast Project, which has Bananas for Bonanza. So much stuff going on over there. Threedom, and of course the archives and live episodes of this show. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Beautiful. All right. That was Patience in Space with Beautiful Closing Bag. That was like something off of Yeezus or something. Wow. Amazing. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Dr. Helma.
Yes, yes.
Plinkton.
Yes.
Good luck. I mean, I...
Thank you.
I hope that... look, Lyle sounds like a real dud.
Yeah.
You know, a nephew
He's not
for...
great.
For a few more years, at least.
Yeah. He may kill himself in some weird incident at the aquarium.
Intentionally.
Not on purpose, no. But I think, you know, it may be an accidental death because he's not really all there.
He's not careful. Is the eye the only thing that's come out of him over the years?
He lost a whole chunk of flesh.
A whole chunk?
Yeah.
Which chunk? Is it like he's almost like a bread bowl.
Almost like, you know, where Jesus was stabbed?
Yeah, on the side, yeah.
Do you represent that in Twink Christ?
Yes, he gets shanked, but not with what you think.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it a penis?
That's what we were all thinking.
Indubitably.
So it is what we think.
Yes. Okay. Got me there.
Eileen Dog.
Yeah.
I would say good luck, but I wouldn't mean it.
Thank you for not lying to me.
And Barry.
Yes.
So great to meet you.
What a trip.
Speaking of trips, I think Dr. Helma
tonight,
and I
we're
are
leaving tonight, right?
We're leaving, tonight.
I can't wait for you guys to come check out all the cool stuff. Tapestry Mind, Patient Admittance.
What is it?
Gumbo Strong.
These are all the shows.
Yeah, just getting a couple more out while I
Gumbo
can.
Gumbo Strong?
Just a last minute squeeze.
Gumbo Strong. Wait, that's a show? Last minute squeeze?
Yes, it is. It takes place in an Orange Julius.
Right before closing
I didn't even know
time.
They had those in England.
Yeah, what do they call those in England?
An Orange Julius?
Yeah.
A pump and dump.
Pump and dump. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.